So, how are you feeling today? Do we have any questions from week five, where we discussed NK cells, key factors for regulating cycle, getting the womb ready, and correctly predicting ovulation, menstruation durations, etc.? Sorry, with changing menstruation durations.
Yeah, no, I think I must have missed quite a lot of last week. So I didn't really get the womb talk or the ovulation one because I wasn't here last Thursday. So I don't expect you to go over it all again. But that's quite interesting because I was in particular thinking about the womb quite more regularly because that's what, when I had my implantation, didn't really work. So that's what it must have been around the womb. So I am taking the
Definitely.
MSM.
Yeah.
That helps, doesn't it?
100%, because that makes it
Lovely.
elasticized and juicy. Not only that, but you want to have the right vitamin C supplements as well. And good news, the vitamin C supplement is coming from
Yay.
Australia. It's the greens, it's your immune, it's your vitamin C, it's everything together. It actually tastes nice in water. It's like amazing. It's ridiculously brilliant. So yeah, that has been a long time coming, and I appreciate your patience. It's essential bioavailable vitamin C that you want to help to support the womb and the womb lining. And that's what you'll be getting in this supplement. But the thing is, as soon as you're pregnant, and you don't get paranoid about this, especially if you get pregnant naturally and you might not have realized for a month or so, then what you want to be doing is stopping all your superfood vitamin C, because what happens is the vitamin C will keep thickening the lining. And then when it becomes too thick, it becomes too tough. And we don't want tough, we want elasticized, juicy, right amount of lining. So we don't want it to toughen. It just makes it a little more difficult for the anchoring of the embryo, but it's more. Not in the initial stages, it's probably toward the end of the first trimester. So, nothing to get too anxious about. But the best thing is, just to recap, you always stay on the same fertility supplements until you have got a positive pregnancy test, even during your 2 week wait if you're doing it through assisted fertility. And then you switch to your pregnancy support. When you switch to pregnancy support, you would stop all of the fertility stuff, especially that the stuff that has the specific vitamin C's, the superfood vitamin C's. You can carry on with your lemons. You can carry on with the normal fruits and vegetables that have vitamin C. That's not a problem. And if you want to continue having orange juice and things like that, freshly squeezed, that's not a problem. It's just that the superfoods take it one step further, which you need for fertility, but you don't need for pregnancy. So there's a lot of things that need to be tweaked when you're pregnant. And that's easily done. And things are becoming easier now that I've got my crazy staff members. Whom I'll be sharing some information with you guys about tomorrow. So you didn't miss too much about preparing the womb. We did talk about the emotional side of things. We spoke
Yeah,
about the
that's the thing. So I mean, it's not necessarily my womb, but whenever I do get triggered or annoyed about something, which I obviously try not to during this situation, but sadly at work I have been quite recently, and it always goes around my stomach, which I'm not saying that's my womb, but and
your
I've been
digestive
feeling it,
system,
and
you're
I have been trying,
digesting.
yeah, and I have been trying to protect myself from certain individuals,
Oh.
and yeah, Reiki, do I sent myself lots of Reiki and stuff, and putting my bubble of protection around me, and I mean hopefully it's resolved, but I keep saying that and then it pops back up again, and it does go around my stomach area, and I'm not saying that's my womb, but it's close. So yeah, it is the emotional stuff that really I'm probably struggling with a little bit, if I'm honest. Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of women do process emotions in the gut. That's really normal. The problem is it's draining your energy. And when we don't process those emotions, then we're holding on to them, and your womb is actually suffering from that. So it's worth you releasing them, not in a you know, a violent way or anything like that. But really, it's about taking that time, ladies, to acknowledge, like you've acknowledged, I'm giving my power away, not in these terms, but you, like, I'm giving my power away to these people at work that are triggering me. And it's like, okay, I just need to stop. I need to meditate. And it doesn't mean like there and then. You can just,
no,
the next 24 hour period.
I did it yesterday. So I do feel a lot better. I had a good cry actually yesterday. And I did a manifestation, which I try to do most mornings anyway, and another meditation and Reiki. So I did quite a bit, and I had a good release of a good cry as well, which was good to get it out. Mm. And yeah, I mean, I have also nipped it in the bud with them, or I say them, individual, the particular, there's two individuals, but one in particular. I work with her a lot though. So what I have done is tried to, I'm hoping the situation won't arise again. I'm hoping I have dealt with it. Mm-hmm. I actually say that this lady is, she's like a child that's coming to teach me my mothering skills.
Amazing.
And I've been doing quite well, but I did lose my patience a little bit at the weekend. I mean, I was tired as well, and I got my period. So, and it was a full moon, and I'm Aries, so I'm a fire sign. I am a fire sign, and I don't generally get fiery, but occasionally, I'm generally really laid back. But on this occasion, yes, I did, which I know isn't good for fertility, and I know it's not good for me. Yeah, I think I'm more concerned probably around those times, yeah. but yeah, I mean, I dealt with it yesterday, and I'm hoping it won't rise again. Maybe I shouldn't use the rise hope. Maybe I shouldn't use that word, but
just, can you just forgive yourself?
Forgive myself. Yeah, I did forgive myself actually in the shower yesterday.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So just forgive myself.
Yeah. It's over. And like you say, this woman is helping you to learn your parenting skills. And the amount of parents that reach out to me and say, oh, I feel like I'm such a bad parent because I've just yelled at them, or I've just lost my patience. And, you know, and it's like, it's okay. Okay. Just forgive yourself. And because you're conscious of it, you're not going to be continuing it, because your intention is to not be out of control, to control your emotions. And that's why the sitting with your emotions, Buddhist technique, meditation in the online course is so, so, so essential.
That's the bigger one, isn't it?
The Buddhist one, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't take long.
No.
It's one of the shorter ones.
Yeah, and I did listen to that.
Instant, isn't it? You just instantly release. And the Become Baby Ready series that has the emotional guidance system, and it also has a massive section on how to awaken your womb, which is what I recommend you guys do as well, if you haven't done it.
Right.
Definitely recommend that. But I will be sending you guys some links to that to make it easy for you.
Okay,
so the other thing we're talking about with your, in addition to the emotional side, is that the toxins, you know, your womb wants to be toxic free. So you know, your limiting thoughts are toxic, and the toxins that you're inhaling or ingesting, you know, all build up too. So it's about just supporting your womb. And some wombs are more sensitive. The most sensitive wombs are the ones that have endometriosis. Yeah, that's what we're talking about with the womb side. So I won't harp on too much about that, because I want to talk about some other things.
Okay. And just one last question, sorry, because you mentioned the ovulation. Very briefly, what did you mention on ovulation? So I don't really know much about that, because I know you don't encourage it. So
I don't encourage the ovulation sticks.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah, you encourage ovulation, but not the sticks. Yeah. So I don't really do. I haven't done that for years.
I made an ovulation meditation where you activate your pituitary gland and your ovaries. So I need to share that.
Oh wow.
So that will help. So that you can start working out, you know, how the mind has a map of the body. And we're triggering the pituitary gland with energy. And then through the crown chakra, we're bringing it down through the central channel and working into the ovaries as well. So they're communicating clearly, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a very powerful meditation. And I did share it with a client already, and she was just like, tears were streaming, not sad, just release, just
release.
Real shift.
Yeah.
So I want to give you guys that as a connection tool. And really, when some women can really tell when they're ovulating. They feel a little like a little stitch, a little tweak, a little pain. Sometimes it depends on the person, and then they know, oh, I'm ovulating. What normally happens is you look at the egg white discharge that's quite elastic. Yeah. It's clear and elastic, like egg white. Most people get confused and think it's when it's a bit thicker. That's post ovulation when it's thicker and creamier. So it's that little window. I'm not a fan of ovulation test kits only because I do believe that they are inaccurate. And if you do want to use them, that's fine. But I want you to use them as an extra several days either side of the predicted date. Because the amount of clients that think that they're infertile when they come to me, and then it's like, just get rid of the sticks and let's start making love every second day and, you know, priming your mind, your body, and all the things that we talk about with the online course, they then get pregnant within like the next month of trying. So it's like you didn't actually have fertility issues. Well, not the next month, but, you know, after a couple of months, it's fine. So I want you to have a look at your vaginal mucus, if you can. Making love every second day depends on how much sperm is ejaculated into you. But some women find it difficult because it's like they're looking at the sperm that's coming out and unable to see their discharge. But for most women, you can still see, is it fine? Not overly watery. It goes a bit watery and then it goes elasticized, still clear, and then it goes thick and opaque. So it's the elasticized clear egg white. That's you ovulating. But I need to tell you, your ovulation window is 12 hours. It's really short. I know that we've been trained since we were in our teens and 20s that, you know, just look at sperm and you'll get pregnant, but it's the 12 hour window. So if you have really healthy virile sperm within you a couple of days beforehand, before you ovulate, and then a couple of days after and all the day that you ovulate, then your egg will be bathed in sperm. Now, healthy men, and not many men are at this level, healthy men's sperm can last for 5 days. A live, healthy sperm can last for 5 days. On average, it's about 2 or 3 days, but it's still 2 or 3 days. So if you can elevate yourself, position yourself after sex so as that it's, you know, as high up as you can, then that's recommended. The other thing that people do to assist with this is to use apparatuses. There's a company called Stork, and you make love with like a thicker type condom, and then the sperm gets put into like a wand, a thick wand, and you then put that thicker condom, only slightly thicker than a normal condom, and then you put it up to your uterus and it locks in place for 8 hours. So that is an option. However, all the clients that I've spoken to date get incredibly stressed with it. It seems to be like a two-man job. It causes more stress than anything. Maybe you've mastered it. Maybe that's not stressful for you. Maybe that works for you. It's completely whatever you think, but I'm just giving you information. Don't feel you have to do anything.
I've had one in the cupboard for ages and I've not really done anything about it. So yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but I haven't yet. It's been there. I'll check that it's even in date, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing is I have heard about the mucus and stuff, and it was something that popped into my head, and I know I shouldn't worry, but I remember it being more vivid when I was younger. I don't notice the mucus stuff as much anymore. I do see it, but nothing on a scale of what I know. And I, when I was younger, I knew when my ovulation was as well. I could feel it. I must say, I have started to feel the odd twinges, which I think is me ovulating.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure, but I think it does feel like an ovulation, which I hadn't had for a while, so that's quite good. It's mucus. I don't feel that there is as much there.
Okay, if you want to increase cervical mucus, a really good supplement is evening primrose oil.
I've just started taking it. Okay, right, that helps. So,
yeah, you don't take it through the whole cycle.
Okay.
You just take it through parts of your cycle. So have a look at the label. It's up until ovulation. And then you don't take it up. But then of course it's like, well, I don't know when I ovulate. So yeah. It doesn't matter. Usually until day 20, you know that you've ovulated by day 20 as a general worst case scenario.
Think a lot mine of my, sooner, yeah.
So yeah, a lot of my clients are on day 8, day 10. Yeah. But go with, you know, body tests like Marguerite does every day. Just body test.
Mm-hmm.
The side effects of evening primrose oil, and I don't want you to stop based on these side effects, is that you become oilier. Your skin becomes a little bit oilier, but your hair is noticeably oilier. So it's worth writing that out because you want to increase the cervical mucus. The other thing that helps the cervical mucus is the MSM and vitamin C combinations.
Yeah, which I've got that, which is why I think I do feel ovulation. I do feel something.
A little twinge.
Yeah, that little twinge, yeah.
And if you're combining it with the Powerfully Pure castor oil kit, so you've got that organic oil in the organic cloth, that
I need
can
to do
also
more help. Of that. Yeah. So I know you showed once before, but it was all around here, wasn't it? Because I can't see when I know you did it once. Let me try and put your screen up bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Do you want me to stand up and show you like where you place the cloth?
Sorry. I couldn't see you properly.
So basically you've got your liver, which is above your right hip.
Right.
And you place the cloth. Now the cloth it's not normally like that wide. That long. So what you do, and the hot water bottle is definitely not that long. Hot water bottle is probably about that. So what you do is you start on one side, leave the hot water bottle there, and then you slowly bring it across so that you're covering your ovaries and your womb. And then you can always bring it back to the liver and then always bring it back to the abdomen. But you want to get the ovaries and the liver because the liver is also processing your hormones and it's helping you detoxify. And that's right above the right hip. So it seems odd because you're kind of doing it at an angle, but it's fine. And you know, even if like, it's quite easy to kind of move around. Like when I do it, I only just leave it like 10 minutes one side, 10 minutes the other. But because you're losing heat with a hot water bottle, you might want to do 5-5-5-5 or just delve into a meditation. Don't overstress. Don't make things complicated. A lot of people look at the details of the cleanse and go, oh, it's too hard. But actually it's not. And even if you can just do once a week, I mean, it's better to do 2 or 3 or 4 consecutive days a month would be ideal. But even if you just tell yourself that once a month, when I'm not menstruating, when it's not a full moon, I'm just going to give myself this treatment. And in the meantime, put that oil on your abdomen, extra oil in the navel when you go to bed at night. And to help your partner's sperm, just massage some of that oil. And that's a bit sticky. So massage on the oil on his testicles because that really helps regenerate sperm.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Fiona. Lovely. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Compliments, by the way, we need to see them as gifts from other people. Always accept them gracefully. And otherwise it's like you can offend people by rejecting a compliment because it's like rejecting a gift. And it's also a sign of self-love and self-worth. So,
would I be able to can you hear me okay, Fiona?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
There's two things. The first one is I had a very interesting experience. I've never had it before.
Yeah.
And it was that when I was menstruating or before or coming on, my legs went so cold. It felt like I had a refrigerator. And I have been processing a lot of emotions. Wow. I don't know if that's actually releasing like energy. So I had to do these long brisk walks. The only good news about it is that around years ago, I bought this machine called Tenin, or this Chinese machine. It's got acupuncture things. I did a lot when I was a bit younger. So I thought, oh my God, I can use that from now on. Mm-hmm. But I must admit, when I looked at my menstrual, it was so red. I'd never seen it like look so red and healthy before. So maybe it was just I was clearing out some stuff, and it was very healthy looking. But I've never felt this way before. I was a bit concerned. But if it's circulation, it's circulation. I think I mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of walking because the womb needs to be warm.
It does. The womb has to be warm the whole time. That's why we don't want to wear midriff tops. Most women don't, but I do have certain clients that insist on wearing midriff tops. And it's like, you must cover your midriff. You must have warm toes, warm feet. Like even in the summer months, don't always wear flip-flops, especially if there's air conditioning around. your feet will get cold, and our feet are like acupressure points for the rest of the body. They represent each organ, and we need to support the womb, the uterus, which is actually more around the heel and ankle area, by the way, between that area. So
I'll keep walking, because I did lots of brisk walking, as you said, and
definitely
just work on my legs. I'll have to do that. I might have to go and see an acupuncturist then, or somebody.
Yep, and also the toe tapping gets the energy down.
Yeah, toe tapping.
Because it's a blockage. If you've got cold in cold patches, it's because the energy is not getting there, and therefore the blood's not getting there.
Right.
So yeah, toe tapping, brisk walking, other forms of Qigong, because obviously with just your knees bent, you're drawing the energy up from Mother Earth through the energy gates and the soles of the feet, up through the leg, through the central channel. So you will get that circulation. I mean, you can do this all at home.
Mm-hmm.
If you love acupuncture and it relaxes you, then you can do that. You can have someone else do it as a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can do it yourself with Qigong.
Yeah, that's perfect. And also, I was going to say that, could you just go over the heart for me and the womb? The reason why I said that, because I did do the meditation, and I did get a message through, and it was, you know, they said to me, just do forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, forgiveness. So I thought, okay, I'm going to listen. And it told me what my husband needed to do. And I was like, wow. And it's just led to so many different things. So I thought,
this is the meditation from the Become Baby Ready series.
Yes. So I did that meditation because I followed the one from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't do it up until that point. And so so it was like, okay. And then I went and just thought about forgiveness and stuff like that, and just to listen to what they, because I wanted to validate them, because sometimes if you get these messages you don't validate. So but you talked about the heart, so the heart is around forgiveness. So what does it mean when you talk about the heart and the womb are one?
So there's an energetic bridge of energy. It's got the whole spectrum of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
That it's an invisible, well, for people that can see, they can see that it's this rainbow spectrum of colors. Now, remember, the rainbow, or each color, holds a healing vibration.
Yeah.
So we've got all those healing vibrational aspects moving from your heart. Now, your heart holds excess joy. Your heart also holds the energy of love, forgiveness, compassion, kindness, vulnerability. So we want to, exercise those things, but not just upon others, but also upon ourselves. So when you get a message with your meditations, and sometimes it can seem so simple and it's like, okay, forgiveness, but actually if that's come up, then there are things that you need to forgive yourself about or other people. And you'll know, because sometimes you get random thoughts about regrets, for example. Forgive yourself, forgive the person. It doesn't matter. It is so over. You know, close the door to the past and just focus on how you're feeling now and project positively into the future so that you're not manifesting what you don't want. And that's how we can start to work on things. Now, forgiveness issues manifest in our back, in our upper back, so the back of the heart chakra, where we don't want to see things, you know, we kind of push them behind us. So if you're getting that kind of tension, you know, around your rhomboids, between your scapulas, between your shoulder blades,
mm-hmm.
that would be a sign that, hey, there's some forgiveness issues there, either with other people or yourself. And it's about going into a series of meditations. For the online course, you've got the cell spiraling meditation, where you imagine like a grid, you know, the 1 centimeter type squares, like as my fingers are demonstrating, and you activate the spiraling in that grid so that you can open that area. That is phenomenally, just so transformational. I did it myself when I had a car accident when I was 15 and my spine got kinked in both directions. Never really got treatment for it. I mean, I was, but not obviously what I needed. And then by the time I was 26, 27, mm-hmm. I was in excruciating pain. I was teaching yoga, but my yoga was stunted. Like I had this bit of I couldn't flatten my back in certain postures. It mm-hmm. looked flat normally, but it just certain postures would tweak it. And it got to the stage where I was spending £200 a week on treatments on my back, having to be in bed by 9 because I couldn't handle the pain. And I was doing yoga 25 hours a week, you know, yoga and qigong and meditation. So it's like, what's going on here? And then I went to go see the guy that created the Light Center. And at the time he was treating people, £600 a session. I can treat whatever your issue is. I went, great, treat me. Had a 2-hour consult. And he said, I can't help you. I just burst into tears. I said, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. And he said, you need meditation. I said, I already meditate. He goes, you need a different meditation. I said, what meditation? He goes, you need to find that yourself. And I went, huh, okay. Okay. And I literally was just in floods of tears, like, oh my gosh, what do I do? But I had this intuitive guidance for a long time, find a different meditation, find a different meditation. And so I found this Buddhist monk that was running a loving kindness meditation retreat. And I was just really drawn to it. And in that retreat, he was teaching us this cell spiraling technique. And because I had been meditating since the year 2000, I'd already had the discipline to be able to meditate for several hours. Mm-hmm. And it's easy when you're dealing with pain or you're focusing on a specific area of the body, because what you do is you bring the heat and energy and you activate those cells. So the heat comes to that area and you can feel where you're working. So because I had a broad area across my upper back to work on, I meditated for up to 4 hours, just sitting there, just releasing the pain. I then fell asleep for 18 hours, woke up the next day, and ever since I've never had a problem. My spine completely realigned. It's no longer kinked in both directions. You know, I had x-rays before that showed it was kinked in both directions. And what was happening is I'd get manipulations before that, and then 24 hours later, my spine would revert back. And the reason why he said you need meditation is because he said, you've had such trauma, because with the car accident, I was behind the driver and he misjudged the speed of the traffic. He was a P-plater driver, like a new driver. A car hit me. We spun around to another side of the road, and then another car hit me again. So I got hit twice, smashed my head on the roof, et cetera, et cetera. I'm the one bleeding. No one else is injured. and it was just, yeah, crazy. And he said, your body's now in defense mode. It's like you're undoing things, but then it's preparing for the next shock and trauma because it was so detrimental to you. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it couldn't get undone, and it had to be undone in the mind. And this technique undid it. And so for me, anyone that's holding tension, holding trauma in the body, that you're just getting constantly manipulated and it's reverting back, then we need to go deeper. And that self-spiraling meditation works. But I have classified it in the online fertile lifestyle course as an advanced technique, because if you can only do 10 minutes at a time, that's fine, but it's going to take a long time. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's worth it. Whereas if you can start training your mind with different meditations, lots of guided meditations that help you to just keep that one pointed focus, or candle gazing meditation. Meditation is just one pointed focus. So when you start training the mind to just be focused on that one thing, you can then start applying it like this cell spiraling, which I just think is the best meditation.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for asking.
Hi, Fiona. Whereabouts is this on the fertile course?
If you look up cell spiraling in the magnifying glass.
Just cell spiraling and I'll find it.
Yeah, cell, okay. C-E-L-L, or even just type
cell. Ah, okay. See, this is
my accent. Yeah, that's the twang.
Why I'm not finding it. Okay. Yeah, that might help. Because it can also help then with other traumas. Because I have a fear of driving because I do drive, but not very far because of traumas of other crashes and stuff. So it might help. May it help with that?
Yes, 100%. It does.
I need that. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. But, you know, get focused. And if you're incredibly tired after, give yourself the time to
relax and sleep.
To sleep. You will sleep. You will knock yourself out. So I think we've covered enough on the womb and then the blockages and things. Occasional discomfort, unexplained sensations on the left side of my pelvis during the luteal phase. Again, it's just that you are more aware of your body if that's happening to you, and it's your body speaking to you. That's all. So just thank your body. There's nothing to stress about. Your menses, your period really does speak volumes about your fertility. And as we were discussing a minute ago, when it's bright red, it's fresh and it's oxygenated, and that's what we want. When it's clotty, when it's thicker, then there's potentially estrogen dominance, or maybe you're having too many hormones from meat that's not organic. There's lots of things you can look at. It's maybe you've had extra toxic exposure, emotional, physical, mental, and the body's creating more of that lining. Because remember, the womb's trying to keep everything clean and clear. And then when you allow the clearing to take place, it will be revealed in your menstrual cycle. Brown is oxidized, so it's been sitting there for a little while. It's become a little bit stagnant. Pink just says that there's mucus with it, with some blood. So it just depends. But as we get older, the womb does lose its elasticity. Because when I say elasticity, I want you to think of like a well-versed muscle. So it's elastic, but it's toned. Does that make sense? And that's the that's the essence of your womb. It's elasticized but toned. And we want that as well, by the way, just for birth. We want that as well for your pelvic floor, for the whole of the vaginal muscles to be elasticized and toned. And also when you're doing your meditations, when we squeeze the energy into the perineum, you know, as you exhale for a long period, you squeeze into the perineum area, the area between your sex muscles, anus, and the whole of the vaginal canal, including around your urethra, where you're preventing yourself from urinating midstream. So you're clenching all those muscles. And these are the muscles that you want to make toned, so as that in childbirth, after they've been cut or torn, if it's a natural pregnancy, you'll either tear naturally or be cut to reduce the tear damage, but then it can reestablish itself quite easily. Same as your womb, we want it to be, it can be expansive, but then we want it to be healthily returned as well, back to its state of, being flaccid, but being toned. So, that's just what I wanted to share with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good.
Fiona, I have a quick question. Yeah. I know we need to get into the topic, but it's really quick.
Yeah.
I had a hysteroscopy yesterday because the doctor wanted to understand about my previous miscarriages. And basically the doctor said I had a beautiful uterus.
Uterus.
So I was like, well, that's weird for a doctor to say. But also they said that they found a very, very small, almost microscopic polyp in the anterior wall, and they removed it. So now after that they say like, everything is okay, nothing is bad. You're like, your womb is baby ready. And I'm like, do doctors even speak like that? But I wanted to understand they don't even know what the polyp is. It's not a fibroid. There are no adhesions, nothing wrong. But just they removed it. And I want to sort of understand how to support the healing of the womb now. Yes. And what can I do to continue make it like more beautiful?
Well, darling, you can't improve what nature's made perfect. That's the thing. It's nice, isn't it, when someone says that, especially a doctor that's like, you have, a really beautiful womb. And I think that's when they're talking about the beauty, it would mean the elasticity, the blood flow, the shape, the everything about it. I mean, it's going to be looking great. So that's fantastic. So first you want to commune with your womb. Thank you. You're doing a great job. And also yourself, the choices that you're making on a day-to-day basis, it's really supporting your womb. That's why it's reflected there. Your womb is the most sensitive organ. It's like holding up a mirror of exactly this is where you are in your life. This is how balanced you are. This is how we're balancing and managing to keep our balance through life. So the fact you've got a really beautiful one, big thumbs up. The polyp. Okay, so everything I believe has a psychosomatic cause. So, if we were all in massive high vibrational states and all able to manage our emotions and have the biggest hearts and no fear and all these kinds of things, then we could live on an arid desert area of the planet that didn't have good nutrients and didn't have all these other things, and we would still be in thrive mode. You know, it's more about what's going on in the mind that creates an impact on your template. I don't want to be too cryptic. I know all you healers understand what I'm talking about, but we have a template layer that we form into, and we can change that with our thoughts. So it's our beliefs, what we believe. So what it comes down to is when you're having a polyp is you've got excess emotions that you're not dealing with that are being stored as toxins, and then it becomes like a polyp, a tissued encased area. MSM does get rid of polyps, flushing it out with MSM and vitamin C. So does the organic castor oil. But also it's about you just releasing emotions. Touch in with how am I feeling right now? And it's okay. Whatever you feel, it's always okay to feel that. Give yourself permission. Never push these emotions down. Of course it's okay to feel. It's a natural response. However, anything that you're holding, any feeling that you're holding for more than 90 seconds is a habit, and often it can be from self-sabotage, even if it's grief. All right, so you deal with it. It's okay to feel this, because the person you are grieving doesn't want you to be sad. Okay, they're looking down upon you or next to you, wherever they are, and they don't want you to suffer. They don't want you to be sad. So this is like a learned behavior, a program that doesn't need to be for our culture. It's filtered into our culture. So I want you to see everything as a gift. Everything is working with you and for you. And just forgive yourself. It doesn't matter. As soon as you are out of that emotional state, you're no longer controlled by that emotion. You're now in the higher vibration, that fifth dimensional vibration. Because you can't be experiencing it in the third dimension and be conscious. You can only be conscious when you're out of it. So when you become aware, oh, I was just giving my power away to that person. I was just angry and I don't want to be angry, or I don't want to keep being upset, whatever it may be. It's like, okay, and I'm not anymore because I'm aware of it. So I forgive myself and I'm going to choose peace. Peace is the easiest, I find, the easiest emotion to then choose. And then from peace, you then got that platform to go to higher levels of emotional stature. And that is all talked about in the Become Baby Ready series. So you've got step by steps on how, you know, exactly how you can manage your emotions, not pushing them down, not allowing things to manifest and to grow in the body. So you want to thank your body for creating that polyp, encasing what it needed to encase. It's now being removed. You know, we have the technology around nowadays to have that. You've now been given an amazing compliment. So maybe your body had to give that to you as a gift to help clear things, create this polyp. You then clear it. You get the big thumbs up to hear that you are medically baby ready. And this is what you need to look at, you know, things like that, instead of, oh, but the trauma I've had in the past and things haven't worked and whatever it may be, which is the truth, but we've closed the door on that. And that's not reflected in your womb nowadays because you've done other work and you're not defined by the past. You're not defined by the trauma. You're choosing, you're fluid. We're fluid. Our mind's fluid. We've got this plastic brain. So we're constantly moving and flowing with life, and we are whatever we choose we are. So own this, own your power, be grateful. See this as a gift. And that's for all of you guys, even when you've suffered trauma, pain, loss, grieving, either a miscarriage or a loved one, just choose peace. Let go of that negative vibration because it's pulling you down. It's draining your energy. And for what? No one wanted you to suffer. See everything as a gift. Am I making myself
clear? It's beautiful. Yeah, it's perfect. Thank you. And it's aligned with some intuitions that I had. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. You get very intuitive messages with your meditation. So that's good. I'm glad. But I think for everybody, the forgiveness thing is real for everybody. I'm really glad that, Cassandra, you shared that because, yes, it came up for you, but it is for all of us. And especially, you know, if people have done wrong by you, forgiveness doesn't say what you did is okay. Forgiveness says, I no longer give you my energy. And right now, ladies, you must be really strict. Love yourself enough to give you all of your energy, and the overflow goes to other people. And for forgiveness issues, you've just got to tune in, do the Buddhist sitting meditation, and just release from it. It's okay to feel this way. Am I still feeling this emotion in my body? Where do I feel it? And then it disappears. Simple, elegant. You are here to experience every emotion on the planet. That's what you signed up for when you came. So emotions aren't a bad thing. We're here to master our emotions, though. So you are the master of your life. You're the master of your mind, your body, your emotions. You are your master. Do not let your thoughts and feelings control you. Okay. So blood clots during menstruation. Did touch on it briefly, you know, why you'd have that. And I did mention, you know, it's a reflection of your food, your diet. Xenoestrogen. Xeno means fake. So it's from the plastic exposure, the tap water. You know, even showering with tap water that's not filtered goes into the skin and then straight into the bloodstream. At least when you're ingesting something, the liver can help to process some of it, which is, again, why we need to focus on healing the liver. So yeah, hormone imbalances, normally estrogen dominance is the issue with the clots. High stress, you know, low progesterone, low DHEA, low testosterone, which is reflected in the libido. Obviously, we don't need as much testosterone as men, but we still need some testosterone. So when they're low, you'll see that reflected as well as you know, clotting in your menstrual cycle. I want to check in. Really, does anyone look at their menstrual flow? Do you have moon cups or juju cups or rose cups, and you're actually looking at exactly what comes out of you? Because if not, I would highly recommend that you do. And now is a great time, because now so many people are working from home, and it's a great way to really connect. And I like to, I'm going to be really gory with you, and I do apologize, but I like to actually get the moon cup over the toilet bowl or the sink or the shower, and I hold my other hand out and I slowly pour, and then I can actually see what exactly is it comprising of. And then I feel it. I can, you know, is it elasticized? Is it what? Is it not? You know, like, that's what helps me to gauge. Now, what does happen normally, not for everybody, but normally, it's every, if you think about it, it's every opposite ovary. So have a look at every second month, because maybe one ovary is responding differently to the other. And the other thing I was saying, I just remembered, you know how I was talking about the elasticity of the womb. When we get older, we lose the tone, and that's reflected in the menstrual cycle by us having spotting. So say you used to have a 4-day cycle, and then now it's become like a 6-day cycle because you're spotting a little bit longer. You know, it's not the full bleed anymore. It's just a bit of extended spotting. That says your uterus needs to be toned a bit more. Now, Chinese herbs are a great way to tone the uterus. I know that for a fact. I assume, but I do not know, if acupuncture can help with that. And I assume, but do not know, that Ayurvedic medicine and herbs can help with that too. You might want to dive into that if that's what's happening for you. But if you are willing to use a moon cup or a juju cup or rose cup, they come in different names, then also use a panty liner, because it easily overflows, and go for the largest size, the largest diameter. That's my recommendation. When you hit 30, they recommend you go for the larger size. It's relatively easy to use. You wet it, you then fold it, you pop it up, springs open. It comes with an extended piece, which I just cut off because otherwise it can push into you. And then to get it out, you have to bring your fingers in, squeeze it, and pull it out. It fills up about 30 mils, so you can really monitor your bleed, especially if you're not doing regular blood tests and you want to monitor your iron levels. You can see how much you're bleeding. It's a lot more beneficial than pads, and I definitely recommend, do not use tampons. And worst case scenario, if you are using tampons or occasionally if you have to use a tampon, please, 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 it has to be organic. Organic cotton. Cotton is the most genetically modified crop. So you're putting herbicides, fungicides, pesticides right where you don't want it. And if you're using normal supermarket brand, common supermarket brand tampons, they put a mesh of asbestos around to make you bleed more, which is disgusting, but it is a fact. And they can get away with it because it's not technically, exposing yourself too much to this asbestos, which is so wrong on every level. But I recommend never, ever, ever use them. You can use sea sponges. There's other things you can use. You can use pads that are obviously organic. They have to be organic. Anything that's touching your skin, you don't want it to be genetically modified. There's a massive link between genetically modified substances and infertility. Huge link. So you've got to avoid all of that. Cotton that's not organic, no. And if you're buying clothes that's cotton, that's not organic, you definitely wash them first because it's toxic otherwise. Does anyone have any questions on that?
Yes, if you have been using like pads, like always, and you've been doing it for years because you think it's a good brand, what do you do now? How do you cleanse, how do you detoxify your womb area?
Yeah.
I'm doing all the, I can detox from the stuff you said, but I thought Always was a really fantastic brand.
I'm not going to comment on that one, but I would recommend that you choose a natural organic brand. Natura, it's even Natura. Sold on Amazon all over the world.
Okay,
Natura. Yeah, you can find organic cotton brands.
I just looked at Amazon.
Yeah. They do the panty liners, they do tampons, but please, I don't recommend tampons. I would still love for you guys to do the moon cup, even if you wanted to, and I'm so not gory, like I love looking at this kind of stuff and I love looking at poo samples, you name it. So don't ever be afraid to show me stuff. But, you know, as a private client, if you wanted to send me pictures of anything, I can help guide you to understand, oh, this is what's happening. This is what your gut health is saying. This is what your vaginal health is saying. But you can do, it's up to you. These are the options we can do to cleanse that area from the toxic exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do a vaginal steam, which seems to be quite popular nowadays.
Oh, yoni steam. So yeah, I've got my yoni flowers. I can do that. Yeah, that's fun. I can do that tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep, do your yoni steam. Mm-hmm. You can also cleanse from the inside out. So you'd be having things like colloidal silver and gold blend, which I actually have a, you know those like big syringes?
Yeah. It's
kind of like that thick. And they don't have a pointy end, obviously. It's just a blunt end. But I suck the colloidal silver up with that, the colloidal silver gold blend, and I push that up the vaginal tract if I've got any thrush issues or any kind of imbalance there, or if I've used a tampon and I had nothing else and, you know, I just wanted to cleanse it. So I use that because it's pure silver and pure gold,
mm-hmm.
antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, very, very cleansing, but it's high vibrational. And this is what we need because we are an energy field. We are energy and we respond very, very well with silver and gold. They're very healing for us. Other heavy metals are toxic, but these ones aren't. So we want to work with that energy. So you could have it as a shot, put it as a douche. You can also, to help with hormonal balance, don't do juicing, you know, fresh juicing. What you want to do is smoothies, soups, and salads. You need the fiber to be drawn out of the body. Using the things like chlorella, and we've got a massive stock of chlorella back in stock at the moment for Powerfully Pure. So we've got amazing organic, the cellular wall's been cracked open, so it's the easiest absorption ever. You're not having to put a burden on your digestive system to absorb this chlorella. Chlorella's very good at mopping up excess toxins, including the hormones, and helping to flush that out through the body. So they're the things that I would recommend. If any of that feels
like you
don't want to do it, then don't do it.
It sounds good.
And then also forgive yourself. Don't harp on about it. Don't keep thinking, oh my gosh, the damage that I might have done. Otherwise, we're going to create more damage. because the mind's like, oh, I can see it, I can feel it. If you're attaching an emotion to a thought, then you're going to create it more. Like that's why when we're trying to rewire the subconscious mind, when we're trying to create new outcomes for you, we attach, we call it anchoring, we attach the thought that you want with an emotion. And the more vivid that can be, it stabilizes into the subconscious better. So again, don't be worried about it. What's done is done. You now know what to do, and you're as clean and as healthy as you possibly can without causing stress, because stress is going to negate all of this. So just see this as, okay, I know what to do, and I'm not going to berate myself if it can't be done to the level that I want or need.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we've had someone say, Faye say, talking of organic cotton, this bedding company is fantastic. Oh, Dip and Doze. Yeah, I looked into them myself. Yes, I haven't followed through, but I was going to. Yeah, Dip and Doze is a UK-based company that does bedding. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that link with everybody. And then I've also recently ordered some tampons from this company, and it's organic. Let's have a look. Plastic free. So it's totm.com.
Yeah, be interested to see if you think they look okay or not.
Yeah, go plastic free with your period care, which is nice. So the tampon is organic cotton with an absorbent core, organic cotton veil, good, instead of the other harsh chemicals and asbestos that they use. No fragrance, which is also important. I do know that certain common brands use scented panty liners and pads. Horrendous. Hyperallergenic, good. This is all good. No fragrance, rayon or chlorine bleach. That's fantastic. Bleach is linked to breast cancer. We don't want to do that because, of course, it's affecting your lymph nodes, which is affecting how you detoxify. Okay, so the applicator is biodegradable cardboard. Good. Good, and they're not even wrapped in plastic. So there's these are perfect.
Oh, great. I'm so pleased.
I still don't recommend tampons though, because you're preventing the flow. So things can get, pushed up there and stuff. But on the days when you absolutely have to.
Yeah. Like I have swimming. Horrendously heavy periods, literally. I can't leave the house, so I have to use tampons, unfortunately. But
you can't just use pads when you're bleeding heavily.
It's really, really bad. Like really bad.
So, have they always been really bad?
More so since all the miscarriages, and I've got a large fibroid as well, which I think is probably contributing, which they can't do anything about at the moment. So I just have to sort of live with it, but it's a bit debilitating for a couple of days.
And is it just the heaviness of the blood flow that's debilitating, or is it the pain that's associated with it too?
No, I don't get any pain anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore. Since all the changes and things I've made, it's the flow that's just, yeah.
And is it clotting or just flow, like very thin?
Interesting. Running? You said actually a moment ago about some months being different to others. Some months it'll be very clotty, and then this last one has just been normal, just fine. So
if it's every second month that it's clotty, then that would be that particular ovary. So that particular ovary needs extra healing. So that's the ovary where you'd be really focusing on the castor oil cleanse kit. That's where you're focusing on the meditation. So when I say focus on your ovaries, you'd focus obviously on both of them, but you're sending more healing to that one. So just trying to work out which one it is would be ideal for you.
How would you know which one it is? I don't know.
You feel it. You can feel it. And also, I've been to different health practitioners, and they're like, oh, your right ovary, or oh, your left ovary. But ovaries hold. Guess what excess emotion?
Right.
What excess emotion do you think your ovaries hold, ladies?
I don't know. What does it hold?
Let's have a guess. It's a negative emotion that we don't process very well. Another organ also holds this in the body.
Anger.
Mm-hmm. Unresolved anger to yourself or to others. It's why we have to forgive. We don't want that. We want healthy ovaries. Deal with your anger issues. Do not give your power away to people. If you're feeling triggered, know that sometimes these triggers with people and situations have been formed from when we were children. You know, these are childhood issues of, I don't know, say abandonment is a common one. And when people are showing that they're pulling away from you or not being supportive or something, it can trigger these issues from childhood. So don't be angry at yourself that you've lost control, but just try to look back, step back and think of you as the main actress on a stage, okay? And look at you from an omniscient perspective without judgment and just realize that, okay, there's something that's triggering because this reaction doesn't seem justified, you know, when it's so... it upsets you so much. And so you can begin to, you don't have to know exactly what the root cause is, but just tell yourself, I'm going to just bring myself back into alignment, process whatever needs to be processed. And that's why that, again, sitting with your emotions, Buddhist meditation, what am I feeling? Where am I feeling it? You know, listen to that guidance, apply that, and you'll just be liberated. Mm-hmm. So again, your body's talking to you the whole time, especially with fertility. You've got so many signs. And when you know how to read the signs, you don't feel lost on the journey. You know that you're progressing really, really well. So just keep thanking your body, keep communicating louder. Keep up with the MSM as well. If you have these fibroids that can't be dealt with medically, and this is what my client Zeenat, who had her child at 52, was dealing with, you know, she had to shrink a phenomenal amount of fibroids. And she was doing it. I mean, she was going extreme. She was having 5 tablespoons a day.
Right.
Because she had a very short window, obviously, short fertility window, and she refused to get them operated on at first, and she was shrinking them as best she could. She then had to get some operated on, but most of them had cleared. So this is what we can work on with you. But what's your dosage of MSM?
I'm not actually taking it yet at the moment. No, so I need to start it, don't I?
Start it. It's very detoxifying. So start, you know, on the packet, I've got start with 1/4 teaspoon, but oh, you might have 1/4 teaspoon and go, don't feel anything.
Okay.
So for me, I started with 1 heaped teaspoon, didn't feel anything. As soon as I reached 1 tablespoon, oh, I'm feeling sweaty, clammy, heart races a little bit, only for 20 minutes because it's transient. And then I was personally building up to 2 tablespoons twice a day, and then I dropped it down to 1 tablespoon, twice a day, then 1, and now I hardly need it at all. Like, you know, with Marguerite, she used to take a lot of MSM, and now she's like, I hardly need it now. You know, the body, once it gets its quota and the body learns how to maintain, you know, because we're working with genuine, authentic food grade extracts. So it's helping the body. We're just retraining the body. This is the level of health. Our body's homeostasis changes. So we've initially, as babies, we've got high levels of health and our homeostasis is at a high level, but as we degenerate, our health degenerates through stress, trauma, etc. That bar goes down. Our level of homeostasis is a lot lower, so it then gets used to, oh, this is the body shape for me now, this is the amount of fat I'm holding now, this is what I'm holding, da, 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 da. But actually we don't have to be that way. So we want to retrain the body through the right nutrients and mindset and the whole thing that you're learning on this course to lift the bar. So homeostasis is going to be healthier, higher, better. You're going to be thriving more. So it's just retraining the body with these supplements. And then the body responds. When you start listening to the body, it will say, yeah, I need this. No, I don't need that. And you're going to feel safe and secure on your journey as you keep navigating through fertility, through motherhood, through life, understanding these messages of your body.
How does the MSM actually help shrink these fibroids? I don't even know if you can answer that. So when it is taken, you just think, oh, it's doing it. Because I'm like, how does this shrink it? What is it actually doing? Is it going to the fibroid and it talks to it and it drinks? How is it doing it?
It dissolves excess tissue.
Oh, okay.
That's its fundamental role. It dissolves excess tissue. And we know that the womb creates excess tissue because it's trying to clear itself out. There's 25 different medical uses for MSM.
Right.
You know, it regenerates. It helps to clear excess tissue. It clears inflammation. So a lot of people with joint pain, dogs, etc., when they get older, they're all given MSM because it helps to relieve pain. And inflammation and oxidative stress are the two causes of fertility issues. So we don't want any of that. So that's why MSM is a great thing to get going, especially bringing in all the extra vitamin C that comes with it, because it's the only way the body will absorb it. And vitamin C is great as an antioxidant for your immune system, helping you to absorb all the iron that you need and the other nutrients that you're drawing into the body. It's alkalizing, so therefore the disease can't keep flourishing in your body. And disease is just dis-ease. Dis-ease, something's not at ease. That's all disease is, and it's just manifested. Now, we have a whole new body every 7 years, ladies. Got to remember that. So if we're having the same issues after 7 years, then we know it's in the mind. We've created stuff and beliefs and whatnot, or a lifestyle that is causing this outcome. But we have new gut lining regularly. You know, we're constantly regenerating. And that's what MSM does. It helps us to regenerate better. So it helps to improve hair, nails, skin, an array of things. But overall, it's working wonders for fertility because, you know, fertility is a sign of how balanced we are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Imagine that if you still have the same problem after 7 days, it has to be an emotional or mental issue. That is amazing. Just having that insight, isn't it? Because some people have issues for years and years, and it's just, it has to be the mind if the body's regenerating then.
The body regenerates every 7 years. You have a whole new years. Body every wow. 7 years. Yeah, every 7 years. So yes, it's that template that I was talking about. We create that template. We have that template, and we're, the cells are being programmed to manifest into that template.
I know it sounds stupid, but how do you know what year you're in? Or do you just say, right, I'm starting from today as my... So you can start
the process. Just, you know, the first 7 years of your life.
Oh, that's how it's the first 7 years. Oh, it's that way. So you start from the first 3. So I can find out what year I'm in from my age.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Yes. And it ties in with your astrology and a whole bunch of other stuff. However, the thing that's different is, like, relationships, for example, happen in cycles of 7-2.
Oh, wow.
So that might not start in, you know, your 21st year or 28th year or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
It could start, you know, whenever, but it usually plays out within the 7 years, like whatever your learnings were and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome, ladies. Have yourselves a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.